Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Why would you cut half of your friends off? Half of them. It's what Mo was talking about in his podcast, which is called In the Moment. It is on the Pioneer Network. Legally, I have to tell you guys that I own that network, but it's a pretty interesting debate.
So I know of a guy who has about six friends that he's known for over 20 years, and he literally just cut half of them off without saying anything to them for one offense. And it led to a conversation with one of my other friends about that thin line between when is it you actually creating a healthy boundary for yourself, or when are you being a little too harsh and understanding that other people may have lives and may not be the friend to you that you may be to them. And if so, is that truly a reason to cut people off? So this guy had a back surgery, and I guess it was pretty serious. All back surgeries are. And so in his mind, he felt like, I guess the people around him should have taken it a little more seriously. So again, this is six people that he grew up with, over 20 years of friendship, never had a problem with any of these people before this incident.
And he let all of them know he was going in for this back surgery.
So leading up to the back surgery, they had several conversations about it, so they were aware. And the day before the surgery, he texted everybody, yo, I'm going in, on their group text that they normally chat on. And everybody, you know, wrote him back, good luck, hope it all goes well, let us know if you need anything, typical stuff. So he successfully goes through the surgery, and I guess he was taking some time to himself before he got back on his feet and went about his life. Mm-hmm. But in that time, he didn't reach out to anybody to say, hey, thank y'all for the prayers, thank y'all for the support or the concern, everything went well. He didn't say anything. For him, it was a test. Like, he felt like he wanted, and I hate that, that test thing.
Yeah.
But he felt like, if I tell all my friends and family that I'm going in for a back surgery, I shouldn't have to reach out to you, if y'all supposed to be my friends all these years, for you to get a reaction out of you on if I'm okay. So he gave everybody literally 30 days. That was his cutoff date. I'm giving everybody 30 days.
It's a different line in the sand day than we usually talk about.
Right.
Okay.
I'm giving y'all 30 days to reach out and ask me how I'm doing and how things went. And of the six people, four are men, two are women. Both of the women reached out to see if he was okay. One of the guys did. So the three men that didn't, he cut them off. No questions asked, didn't text them, completely blocked them. And said, I'm not mad at him. It's no disrespect. That's
on,
the
man.
Way he sees it. I'm not mad at him.
You don't cut somebody off unless you're mad at him.
He feels like he put too much into the friendship in those 20 years to not at least get a text of, are you okay, after such a serious surgery.
So I feel like this can't be a first time offense and you cut somebody off. Mm-hmm. Like, if this is pattern behavior and you feel like you're in a one way friendship, okay. I'm not even gonna say I'm torn about this, because I'm not. I feel like he's in the wrong here. So you went in for surgery, you let everybody know, and if you're updating everybody when you get out, you let everybody know, hey, I'm out, this is how it went. Like, that's, you know, a lot of times how it goes. I have somebody in my life, she has a group text, and she's getting a hip replacement. She let everybody know, hey, so this is the deal, here's when I'm having it, here's the da-da-da, whatever. And then after she has the surgery, she'll hit everybody up and be like, hey, everything went well, da-da-da-da-da, whatever. So she doesn't have to text everybody individually. And while it would be nice, I will follow up with her afterwards to see how she's doing and see how she's coping. But you're not the only one with a life. Everybody else has lives, and maybe something is going on in their life that you're completely unaware of because you're focused on you, which is okay. I don't think there was any malicious intent there. I think it was... You had your expectations too high.
I think we're talking about definitions for different tiers of friends. All right. So I'm going to go in for a surgery over the next month. Right. And maybe this gets back to the conversation that we had a few days ago about expectations.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But those closest to me, I would expect to check on me. Now, if they didn't, I would be butthurt about it, but I certainly wouldn't cut them off.
Yeah.
But there's only about five. I think the list has unfortunately grown. Sorry for you guys. Yeah. There's probably 7 to 10 people that I would expect, you know, that once I tell them or they're in the know, that would check on me just to go, hey, anything I can do, how you feeling? Outside of that, it wouldn't really matter. But if they didn't, I'd be hurt. But I'm certainly not cutting him off.
Yeah, I think if he's going to use the same logic of it's been 20 years and you can't even reach out to me, so I'm going to cut you off. What about the 20 years that they've also put into this friendship? Like, do they not have, are they not owed any grace for this one mess up? Because I agree, it is a mess up. I mean, my best friend went in for her finals at dental school, and I made sure to text her before, during, and after because I care about her. So I can understand. I don't think he's wrong for feeling how he feels, mm-hmm. but I do think to cut somebody off and give no explanation is heinous. I think that's uncalled mm-hmm. for.
I also think there's some time here for maybe some self-reflection. I'm a big personal responsibility fan. So if nobody is checking on him, has he really done the work in the relationship that brings that kind of intimacy? You know what I'm saying?
I do.
Like, this has to go both ways. And even checking on his friends when they're not having a good time, you know?
I do, and I wish I knew him personally because I have those same questions y'all have because I agree. I would be hurt, like you said. There are definitely people in my life who I probably would wait to see if they're going to check on me, and if they don't, mm-hmm. I'd kind of mark it off in my head somewhere. But cutting somebody off, just no even text about it or nothing after 20 years, it feels harsh to me.
Yeah. I tell them about in the moment.
It's called In the Moment, spelled M-O-E-M-E-N-T, and you can get it wherever you get your podcast.
The Burt Show.